From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. The Maine Center for Disease Control today is reporting one new death associated with COVID-19, a woman in her 70s from Cumberland County. There have been 124 COVID-19-related deaths in Maine. The state CDC is also reporting an additional 17 cases of COVID-19, and at present, the center is reporting 412 active cases of the disease here. 12 people are currently being hospitalized with COVID-19, and one person is in critical care. Maine's governor has extended a state of civil emergency order that allows the state to use all available resources in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Janet Mills said today that the emergency order has been extended until at least September 3rd. It was the fifth time she has extended the order. Almost 120,000 Central Maine power customers lost power due to high winds from Tropical Storm Isaias. York and Cumberland counties were the hardest hit. As of late this afternoon, there were still 31,000 CMP customers without lights, most in York, Cumberland, and Oxford counties. The union that represents striking workers at Bath Iron Works says talks with the Navy shipbuilder appear to be breaking down. The Machinist Local S6 union's been on strike for more than a month. It represents about 4,300 workers. The union and BIW resumed negotiations this week, but the union posted on Facebook today that it had made some progress, but, quote, negotiations appear to be breaking down as the bigger issues are being addressed. A spokesperson for the shipyard declined to comment. Maine's highest court heard oral arguments today on whether voters should get a chance to force state regulators to revoke their approval of Central Maine Power's controversial power line project. Project opponents successfully petitioned earlier this year to get the question on November's ballot. But now CMP's parent company, Avangrid, says the court should bar the vote, arguing that it would be unconstitutional for voters to override the Public Utilities Commission's decision. Avangrid lawyer John Arimondo told the court that to allow an unconstitutional question to be voted would be, quote, a step back into the shadows.
The integrity of the Maine Constitution and our constitutional form of government depends on it.
A lawyer for a group called Mainers for Local Power, which is backed by natural gas energy companies that could lose money if the project goes through, argued to keep the item on the ballot. Paul Hughes says the extent of voters' actual authority to override the regulators shouldn't be decided until after they weigh in. To do otherwise, he says, would undermine principles of participatory democracy and preclude a, quote, powerful means for voters to speak to the legislature. And an embattled Lewiston dentist and oral surgeon who has been the subject of dozens of complaints about patient health and safety is now fighting disciplinary action from the Maine Board of Dental Practice. Dr. Jan Kippax filed a petition this week in Kennebec Superior Court asking that the reprimand against him be thrown out. Patty White has details.
The board issued the reprimand against Dr. Kippax in March for unprofessional conduct and incompetence. The action stems from a complaint filed by a patient who sought treatment for a small bump that appeared on her lip. According to board documents, Kippax told the patient the bump should be removed and would only require a few stitches. When Kippax handed her a mirror after the procedure, the patient alleges that she discovered that a quarter to a third of her lip was missing, and she broke down sobbing. She later went to the ER for swelling, where a worker allegedly asked the patient if she had been attacked by a dog. In response, the dental board placed Kippax on probation, ordered continuing education, and issued a $6,000 fine. But Kippax is now accusing the board of pursuing, quote, a relentless course to tarnish his reputation. In 2017, the board temporarily suspended Kippax's license after receiving complaints from 18 patients. It cleared him of some of the allegations and dismissed the others. In his petition to Kennebec Superior Court, Kippax alleges that the board is biased against him. He says they've wrongfully disciplined him, despite the conclusion of two experts that he met the standard of care when removing the bump on the patient's lip. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And in weather tonight, skies clearing, drier with lows in the low 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and drier with highs in the mid-70s to the mid-80s. On Friday, mostly sunny north, clouds increasing in the south with highs in the mid-70s to the low 80s. The University of Maine's effort to pioneer floating offshore wind technology took a $100 million leap forward today with the announcement that two industry heavyweights are going to invest in development of the project near Monhegan Island. Fred Bever has more.
A subsidiary of the Mitsubishi company called Diamond Offshore Wind is joining with RWE Renewables to invest the $100 million to build and deploy a full-scale floating wind farm at the site. It's about 14 miles off Maine's coast. The new company, called New England Aquaventus, will collaborate with the University of Maine Composites program that was the incubator for the project's unique floating platform technology. Chris Wissman, a longtime executive in the offshore wind industry, will lead the new company.
It's a big endeavor. It will take a couple of years, really, to get this off the ground right? Prove that we can build it with Mainers. We can do this safely, and we can deploy it really as a laboratory for everybody to learn from.
The investment signals the full rehabilitation of an effort that had withered during the governorship of Republican Paul LePage, a fierce opponent of renewable energy projects he characterized as overdependent on consumer subsidies. 2 years ago, his appointees to the State Public Utilities Commission put a hold on a power contract vital to taking the Aquaventus technology beyond the scale model prototype that floats off Monhegan now. But last year, the legislature passed a law signed by the new governor, Democrat Janet Mills, directing the commission to award an above-market power contract to the project.
That set the foundation for this project to take off. So we come in as developer. We are essentially restarting development, selecting the final turbines. We're working on all the engineering details. And so the collaboration with the university is to finish that development, all of that engineering, and now get it ready for construction.
The full-scale project will feature a giant turbine on a floating concrete hull. Maine-based Chinbro will construct the modular platform segments in Brewer and barge them down the Penobscot River to Searsport, where they will be conjoined with the turbine and tower and then taken out to sea. The design was innovated at the University of Maine's Advanced Structures and Composites program, and it aims to allow economically competitive wind energy development in waters deeper than is practical for traditional fixed platform systems. Backers say it will be the first full-scale floating wind platform in North America, giving Maine a prominent role in a potentially lucrative technology of the future.
It's a big technology play from our perspective, and the university has now 43 patents.
Dr. Habib Dagher leads the university program.
The technology was also designed specifically so it can be built locally to create local jobs. That's really a big distinction between this technology and many others. We don't have to import the hulls from anywhere else. We're going to make them right here in Maine.
The project is expected to create 350 jobs during construction and could be completed by 2023. It has yet to receive any permits, though, and is likely to run into some opposition from fishermen and others worried about offshore wind projects' potential effects on marine life. The new company is hiring Genevieve McDonald, who is a Stonington lobsterman and member of the legislature, to be its liaison with maritime communities. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.